And now this is a dictation. For K-A-Y, Wells, W-E-L-L-S, November 24, 42. Addresses a letter to Lori, L-O-R-I, Brickner, via symbol R-I-C-K-N-E-R-P-A-C, 775-6472, at the office of Dr. Terry Ball, T-E-R-R-Y, Ball, B-A-L-L. Dear Lori, a follow-up for Mrs. Wells. Chronic kidney disease. Last visit January. No hospital emergency room. Weight appetite stable. No vomiting dysphagia. No abdominal pain. Large bowel movements. Takes Metamucil without any bleeding. Chronic frequency, urgency, burning but no cloudiness, blood. No fever. No abdominal back pain. Has chronic incontinence and nocturia, chronic edema, lower extremities below the knee, no open ulcers. She does not follow a strict, she does follow a salt restriction as well as fluid. There is chronic dyspnea, presently no oxygen, uses Flonase. Has deformity of the hands from rheumatoid arthritis. Denies spirulina arterial hemoptysis, denies chest pain palpitation syncope. Medication list review, I will highlight narcotics, low dose of lisinopril. For high blood pressure, we started amlodipine. She takes furosemide as needed, probably 3 days a week because of edema. Remains on biological treatment, Enbrel, E-N-D-R-E-L. On physical exam, decreased hearing, normal speech, no respiratory distress, blood pressure 111/68, weight up to 165, coarse RALS on the basis, no gross JVD, no pleural effusion, no arrhythmia, no pericardial rap, overweight of the abdomen, stable edema, lower extremities, minor stasis changes, no ulcers. Next paragraph, chemistry in April, creatinine 1.14, present GFR 48 stage 3. Elevated neutrophils, normal hemoglobin, large red blood cells, normal platelets, normal potassium acid base, normal albumin, calcium, phosphorus, minor low sodium. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 3. For the most part, stable, not symptomatic. Underlying hypertension, a 24-hour blood pressure monitor. She did have uncontrolled systolic blood pressure 90% of the time through the day. The diastole was, for the most part, well controlled. Reason for what we added amlodipine to lisinopril. She does have chronic extremity edema, but is not severe. We discussed about salt restriction. We can always change the furosemide to daily HCTC or chlorphalidone. For the time being, we will continue present regimen. She has rheumatoid arthritis changes, no anti-inflammatory agents. Prior imaging, there is no obstruction or documented urinary retention, isolated calcification stone on the left side. There is no need for EPO treatment, phosphorus binders. All issues discussed, come back in 6 months.